Hear Jesus' parable from Luke 13, 6 through 9. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "Look here. For 3 years I've come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and I still find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, leave it alone for one more year until I dig around it, put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." What if you are the gardener in this story? Use your imagination. Picture yourself as a gardener, the keeper of a grove, the keeper of an orchard of orange trees. You don't own the orchard of orange trees. You are the keeper, but not the owner. The owner entrusted you to take care of the trees and make sure that they yield oranges. Your job is to protect, nurture, and do whatever it is that orchard workers do to produce oranges. It's your only job. One time my son Cole and I were in Florida. We went to spring training with my grandfather-in-law and uncle-in-law. We drove from Orlando to the East Coast for the last year of Dodger Town before the Dodgers moved to Arizona for spring training. Well, on the way to Dodger Town, we drove through massive collections of orange trees, little back roads flanked on either side by rows and rows of orange trees, because after all, we were in Central Florida. And what else is there in Central Florida other than Mickey Mouse, baseball, and oranges? It astounded me that the tall tractors they used to take off the tops of the rows of orange trees, I'd never seen this in person, never even really heard about it. It's not one of those things that you can have described to you. You drive through Central Florida, rows of orange trees on either side, and you can see the tractors with these sharp blades taking the tops off of the orange trees because they have to harvest them by hand, and you can only get a ladder up so high, so they take the tops of the trees off. The rows look like Marines with flat tops lined up in formation. But what would happen if the owner of the orchard came upon one tree out of all the other trees, but just one tree did not produce a single orange? Not 1 year, not 2 years, but 3 years. What is the logical thing to do? Give it another chance. No. Cut it down. Cut your losses. It's just one tree after all. Cut it down. So what if this parable is about God as the owner of the orchard, and you are the gardener? God says, it's time to cut down your tree. But you say, can we give it just a little longer? What do you expect God to say? Perhaps, no, you've had enough time. Maybe. But if you read this parable closely, what you notice is that the owner says nothing. The story just ends. It just ends. There's no response. Did you notice that? We kind of make up a response in our minds. We think we know how the story ends and we fill in the blanks, which is what we always do with stories. But if you go back and read the story, it doesn't end. It's just left open-ended, leaving the ending to your own imagination. So what do you know about God? If this is about God and us knowing what you know about God, I think that God will end the story by giving another chance. After all, Jesus just taught on repentance earlier in the chapter, so why wouldn't the story end this way? It is a powerful thing to hear from God, "I forgive you." I guess the ending of this story is really up to you as you listen to the story. You have an opportunity to repent today. You have an opportunity to turn your life toward God. So what's it going to be? Hear Jesus' parable from Luke 13, 6 through 9. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "Look here, for 3 years I've come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and I still find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, leave it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good, but if not, you can cut it down." But what if you are the owner? What if you are the owner of the orchard in this story? Use your imagination. Picture yourself as a landowner on your way to pre-inspect the orchard of your orange trees. You as the owner entrusted your trees to the care of someone else to make sure that they yield oranges. You go to make sure that someone else has done the work to produce oranges. One tree for 3 years now has not produced a single orange. You've already made the decision. You haven't even arrived at the orchard yet. You've already decided. You've made the decision that if you show up and see that barren tree one more time, you're going to have it cut down. After all, it's the logical thing to do. It makes sense. You gave it a second chance. You gave it a third chance. But what if upon your arrival, with your decision already in tow, someone under your authority asks for yet another chance? What are you going to do? Well, that depends. Someone asks you, "Can we wait just a little longer?" What are you going to say? Well, the way the story ends in Jesus' parable, it asks you to discern. Sometimes more chances are not the right answer. Sometimes they are. What do you know of yourself? If this parable is about you and the way you treat other people, knowing what you know about yourself, maybe you will give it another chance. This takes wisdom. And you may not always do the right thing. Does this scenario sound familiar at all to you? You're in a situation, you have to make a decision. And the decision is not always cut and dry. Well, I decided before I arrived, I'm going to cut that thing down. And then somebody says, can you just give it another chance? And you think, oh, this complicates things. I know deep down about myself that I've been shown mercy by others more times than I deserve. I'm certain that God has been forgiving of me more times than I deserve. Since Jesus just taught on repentance before this parable, might this be Jesus' way of reminding us to end our own stories as people of forgiveness, of mercy, of peace? Many of us have come to the conclusion in trying to discern between right and wrong that if we are going to mess up, we might as well mess up on the side of mercy. At least 9 times out of 10. I guess the ending of the story is really up to you as you listen to this story. You have an opportunity to welcome others as Christ has welcomed us. We have opportunities all the time to show mercy just as we have been shown mercy. It is a very powerful thing to say. I forgive you.